Shanti. Welcome back. Welcome back to our second session. I hope everyone had some rest and some time to reflect and be aware of if the heart wound opened, that you could look after yourself, be gentle and nurturing and caring. And I know that there's a number of different activities happening this afternoon, so some are pulled to other things, and we will continue as we are now. You all have the handout. Check you've got your two handouts, the needs and feelings. It's on the table if you haven't got the second handout. And have a look up on, we're going to look today at healing the inner child within, understanding what is under anger. We looked a little at what's under anger, however we're going to go deeper with it, and then about deepening, creating the culture of belonging within our family. So up on the board, up on this, is a few things to remind us that taking care of the self emotionally with loving acceptance, the importance of lovingly accepting all of our feelings, that's why I keep emphasizing. And when you look at the second handout, it has some examples of negative feelings and positive feelings. So add to them and put them in your own language as well, so that you have a larger vocabulary to be able to check into. Enjoy your peace, love, purity, and joy. Use soul conscious affirmations and enjoy you and Baba. When we reject or deny or suppress negative emotions, it can strengthen the emotion. So to have it eat up our energy of happiness. So the more I keep repeating negativity, the more I become negative. It's that self-fulfilling prophecy. Whatever seed I sow will become stronger. If I sow the positivity, I will become positive. It's like being an actor. An actor has to rehearse and repeat and learn the lines and then embody it. That's what Baba is teaching us. We've been socialized for 63 births to embody fear, negativity, shame, guilt. So we're now going to look at taking care of the self emotionally, a tool for working with your inner child or hurt adult. So the inner child is that little voice inside when you're feeling sad, when you're feeling irritated or frustrated. Yes, that's the inner child when in pain. However, the inner child, we can learn how to listen to our inner child, so the inner child comes back into joy and happiness and peace. So think of yourself as the nurturing parent of your inner child. How old is your inner child? Call out some. How old do you think your little child is inside? Any numbers? 4, 5. Anyone else? How old? 4. Anyone else? How old do you think your inner child is? Some it will be a baby. It was so traumatized as a baby. It was before it was verbal. Mine was 2 years. Anyone else? 5. Okay. 5. Okay, so then think of what a 5-year-old or a 4-year-old or a 2-year-old, what would their behavior be like, their feelings, because that's what is trapped inside. So a little two-year-old often has tantrums. So where do I get into a little tantrum? Tantrum. It's not fair. Throw myself on the ground. Kick. I don't do that anymore. But there's, you know, subtleties to that. So think of what a five-year-old would do. Yes? Because that will give you clues when you start to feel that energy coming through of, it's not fair, or whatever. Okay. Can you use the mic? And you can get up and get the mic. Thank you, it's great exercise. Is it switched on, brother?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it right? It's on now.
Yeah.
Can you turn it up for us, the mic? Thank you.
What I want to know, can you have a bigger inner
turn the
child?
Turn the volume up a bit, please. Thank you.
An inner child that's older.
Yes, like what age are you?
Like 9.
Yes, it can be any age. However, the scar starts earlier.
Earlier, okay.
You may only remember at age 9, so that's what you work with. However, you may find the more you do this inner work, you discover that something happened even before 9. Yet maybe it was only at age 9 that the child started to express that. Okay, so do you have your handout, the needs and feelings? Please make sure you have it, yes?
A question, if it's a good idea to make the circle a little smaller.
Sure, absolutely, go for it. Bring it in, bring the circle in.
Yeah, take out the other chairs.
Could you help with the chairs? So maybe from where you are sitting, that's the end of the circle. So those at the back, come and sit in and turn the chairs in. So it becomes small and intimate. Brother, bring that table just in a bit. Thank you. So it's in the circle. We always have choices in life, even when it doesn't feel like it. Yeah, that's perfect. Make sure it stays as a circle. One circle, can you look and see? Leave space for if anyone needs to come in. Leave a gap. So you can come sit in the circle now. There are chairs over here, brother, and seats. Have you got the handout, the needs and feeling handout? Yes? Okay, very good. Sister, you need to align your back, so you need to come in a little. Okay, so I'm going to keep moving forward. Make sure there's a couple of extra chairs just in case. Well done. So we all know the age of our inner child. So it may be an inner child or a hurt adult. We have many different parts or sanskars. If our intellect is full of negative thoughts about the negative emotions, and think of emotions, the word E-motion, energy in motion. It's a useful way to describe feelings, because you can, when you feel that hot anger coming up, how does it feel inside? Mm-hmm. And it can feel red and hot. And when you feel love, how does that feel? Calming down, and the body relaxes. The pulse gets slower. So become more aware of that inner observer, because the body is your physical barometer. Sometimes if I, the soul, haven't picked up the thought and the feeling, the body will tell me. So it's about inner thoughts as well as the body reacting. Everything is connected, yes? So your physical condition, a headache, is linked to thoughts, yes? Worry, stress. The heart palpitation can be related to fear, anxiety, stress. The stomach, think of different parts of our body show we're in stress, anxiety, or fear. For me, it's my stomach will start to contract and then you know what is released. What is it for other people? When you experience stress or anxiety, where in the body do you observe it? Stomach, shoulders can get tense, heart starts beating faster, the lower back, headache, yes? So be aware, because that will remind you, oops, take some deep cleansing breaths, be kind to self, be gentle, be the nurturing parent, ask your inner child, what's going on right now? Because I've been triggered, okay? So if our intellect is full, so the negative emotions in the mind and the thoughts is double negativity. So listen to the self, be the nurturing parent. So at times we can be the critical parent of self, yes? When you become that inner critic, judging myself, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, oh dear, I didn't get up for Amrit Vela, nobody likes me. When that inner critical parent comes, again, be loving and kind. Change from the critical parent to the loving one. Have we got that other picture? Oh, maybe it's the next one. Come on. So this is a lovely image. Did you have a question? Not really. You can take some pictures, but I'm not really giving the slides out at this time, but I'm happy for you to take any pictures. It's about 100 slides, so okay, I'm just taking a few out, yes. Well, it's a 10 session, so it's 10 day session, so I'm just giving aspects that I think will be helpful. So nurturing the inner child, we were talking about it earlier, about that gentleness. So, any questions about that? That makes sense? Okay, beautiful. So we're going to now again do some more practice on active listening, and I'm going to again show some slides on the anger. So we can use active listening either in anger or with love. And listening is so underutilized in the world, and we got some experience this morning. And again, I'm going to keep encouraging you, find a listening partner, someone that there's enough trust that you can have regular weekly listening exercises. One in silence, listening, holding that sacred space, the other speaking from their heart. I gave you 5 minutes. Increase it to 10, 15, 20, and then more can be revealed of what has been repressed, suppressed, depressed over many years. Remember that I said the three main ways that human beings react when they're in fear. What are the three F's? Fight, flight, and freeze. So be aware of which is your main way. Sometimes in different situations it might be a different reaction. You were going to say something? Yes, which I'm not... What is the real difference between fawn and freeze?
when a child is being kicked by an older person, the child cannot fight because he's too small. He cannot fly because he cannot sustain himself. Freeze is an option, but also fawn is to cling on to the leg that kicks.
It's to like cling on to the...
To the leg that kicked.
Oh.
It's like a clingy energy.
Right.
So don't hurt me, I'll love you more.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. So you can use fawn. Yes, okay, beautiful. Thank you for adding that. Yeah. Yes, and then there's the child that's abused emotionally, physically, that they still have a love for the caregiver, even though the caregiver has a mental illness or is so angry most of the time, they are not showing a natural love. It's all the child knows. So often, like when a social worker might decide in this dysfunctional family that the child is being regularly abused, and they take the child away to a foster home or to be adopted, the child is still wanting that parent because that's all they've known. So that is when it becomes distorted love, because it's love with pain. So I need to be aware where I may have even subtly learnt that pain is love. Because in dysfunctional families, when someone is being abused, they're getting attention. And attention is what every human being needs. So even though it is dysfunctional attention, if that's all I've known, I will, as I grow older, I am looking for attention from others, even if they are treating me with disrespect. So you can become more alert and aware of where that may subtly at times trap you in an abusive relationship. And abusive relationships can be not only out there in the world, in the Lockett family, partner, it can be at times in a center, right? So be alert and aware where I've got trapped into the old wound. Okay? Remember, be the nurturing parent. Be authentic, be honest. Stand in your self-respect. Because no one needs to stay in an abusive relationship, be it inside the spiritual family or out there in the world. Okay? So, in our yogi family, so in your centers, at times there are disagreements, yes? Because we're all bringing our different sanskars, and we are now learning how to harness our sanskars to be able to honor, mutually respect each one, understanding that each one of us is unique. So the way that I speak, the way that I think, will be different from each one. And yet, when each of us are in soul consciousness, the flow is easy yogis. So that's what Baba wants all of the time. So these tools are helping me to see where I get blocked by another, by myself, and how can I come through. So when there are disagreements in our yogi family, maybe, you know, you're in a team and every member of the team has a different viewpoint, which is healthy. However, if it gets very tense, you know those moments when it gets tense, and one person holds a very strong position, my way, and keeps pushing their views, and other people go quiet because maybe that person holds a particular status, role, or rank. You know what that means? Status, role, or rank means I'm the center coordinator, I'm the teacher, I've been here the longest, you're young. So when those games are played, How do I feel? What are the feelings that come up? So how do you feel inside when someone is trying to control the meeting? How do you feel? That's the question I'm asking. Sorry?
We can't do
no, that's not the question. Please look at the feelings. Feelings are emotions. Sad, angry, frustrated, irritated, bit uneasy. Thank you. In your language? Okay. How does it feel inside, in the body? Uncomfortable.
Helpless.
Not respected. So that's the need. Remember, we're looking at the need separate from the feeling. So when I'm not experienced being respected, how do I feel inside? Uncomfortable. Okay? Resentful. Because if I keep going into the meeting and every time I'm told, no, your view isn't important, or be quiet, I'm speaking all the time, right? It builds up from irritation, frustration to resentment. I'll either start gossiping about them afterwards, or I won't come to the meetings anymore. So be mindful of the feeling that then becomes a behavior and an attitude. And then see how that plays out in the center or in the Lockett family. Think of the Lockett family. We have children, adolescents, adults. Are the children told to be quiet and not speak? Ah, was I raised like that? If I was raised like that, then maybe that's how I behave now when somebody of authority tries to control the meeting. So I'm really going deep with this because we need to unpack where the blocks are in our family. And then how can we transform for self and then to support the team in a very different way of dialoguing. Okay? So disagreements. So think of examples though. Maybe you have examples of where there are disagreements because it's okay to have different viewpoints. That's okay. Because out of that can come creativity. Out of chaos, something new can come. Even though for a while it's a bit confusing. Oh, you and you and you and you having thoughts. However, we're looking now at consensus building. You're all familiar with consensus building? Anyone isn't? Put your hand up. Okay. So consensus building is what's being practiced more in the Yagya. And if it's not in your centers, then it's for you to look at how you can introduce it. So consensus building is, maybe we are talking about what color to paint this room. And each one has a different color. So we listen to each one, give their opinion. Someone wants a pink, someone wants a blue, someone wants wallpaper. So we listen with that mutual respect. Then we dialogue which one maybe is most practical, which one will last longer, which one will bring that atmosphere of peace and safety for the students when they come into the room. And in that way, the dialogue becomes more deeper and we move from our different viewpoints to some common ground. You see that? It takes longer than if I'm the center coordinator and I say, well, it's going to stay white. No argument. then that's quick decision. However, how does everyone feel? Feel disempowered. And now is the time for us all to feel empowered. Do you see the difference? Yes. So majority. Mm-hmm. So now in our Yagya, we need to learn how to be really inclusive rather than exclusive. It's not only for the seniors to decide, it's not only for the teachers to decide. It's include everyone's viewpoint. Then you get a much stronger commitment. Otherwise, people break off into the fractions, like we talked about in the morning, and people go away and gossip. So I'm giving a simple example. You can think of more complex examples. Okay. So, active listening as a gift. So, let me see if the tool... So help others accept and own their own emotions. So you're in a team, there's some very strong different views going on. Ask people to express how they feel in this moment. If you feel it's getting very tense, say, can we take a moment with Baba? Now each of us share how we're feeling in this moment. Well, I'm feeling a bit irritated, I'm feeling a bit frustrated, I'm a bit confused. So whoever is chairing the meeting can ask those questions to get us back onto a common page of understanding. People are more empowered to process their emotions and resolve issues. So rather than people go away and be frustrated and irritated, air it in the group. It can get a little uncomfortable. So I've been in teams where we're all very strong souls and we all have very strong opinions. And sometimes it gets a little hot. As long as there is enough self-respect and respect for the other, the love will come through. If the meeting is closed down, the fear will be there. Remember the Dana model. I'm either in love or I'm in fear. So it's about building trust and caring relationships. Relationships and communication are the most important thing right now on planet Earth. We just need to look at the conflicts on planet Earth. All of those needs, universal human needs, are not being met by conflict and wars. What if everybody started to listen more? What if everyone started to identify one's own need and feeling and take responsibility for it? What about if everyone could listen to someone else's unmet need and feeling and say, sister or brother, it sounds like you're a little frustrated now. Could you tell us a bit more what's going on for you? Then the fire wouldn't keep getting bigger and bigger. So these are tools we can use right now. Help others learn in a natural way that hurt feelings and fear are under the anger. Remember we said unmet needs, feeling, negative feelings and fear are always under the anger. Anger is a cry for help. It's a cry for help. Doesn't always feel like that, but under it is a cry for help. People are comfortable talking to a person who listens instead of blaming or judging or criticizing. True? So again, it's about creating that sacred space. Sometimes it's maybe after a meeting that you take someone aside. You see that they were quite upset in the meeting. You don't have to be the teacher, you don't have to be the coordinator to to say, come Ella, look, let's have a cup of tea together. Looks like you were a little frustrated or upset what happened. I can listen. Would that be okay? So looking out for each other, rather than I go into the freeze stage of, it's getting very tense in this meeting. No, go beyond. Listen, take care of self, and then look at who maybe needs a listening ear afterwards. So help us create and maintain a nurturing, safe atmosphere by giving respect to everyone with different opinions. So be mindful of where I get triggered, that somebody has a... Sometimes in a meeting, I've found, I don't know about you, I'm in a team meeting, and I think we're moving in a certain direction. We've agreed these are the aims and the objectives. We're creating a program for the public. And we all were on the same page at the last meeting. And at this meeting, somebody comes in and they throw a spanner. You know a spanner? They throw a total tangent of a different way. Because maybe they're coming and they're upset about something that happened before. And they just put a dampener on the meeting. Can I take that deep breath, not loud, just inside, and then say, sister or brother, sounds like you've got another idea. Can you share that in a few minutes so we can look at that as well? So you add to the pot, yet you still maintain a consensus building. Because sometimes someone comes with something very different that actually, that's the newness we were missing. Other times it's like, well, that's a great idea. However, at the stage we are with the students we're going to teach, maybe we could offer that at the advanced course. So negotiate. So help create the norm that it's fine to have different views. You think of the four daddies. When the four daddies would... Each one was unique, yes? Each had their own unique fragrance, personality. Yet, when they came together, so much bhavna, so much love. So how can I bring that more into the gathering? So active listening is accepting another's feelings, is understanding with compassion. It doesn't mean I need to agree. It's a big difference. This is part of mediation. So understanding, listening to another, accepting this is where they're at the moment, is not the same as saying, yes, I agree. There's a big distinction. Listen with your heart. So we've been from the beginning with authentic communication, open heart, open mind, free from judgment. So those are a couple of examples of how you can create the empathy with the other. And you can take a screenshot of any of the slides. So you're happy right now, or it looks like you're concerned about something. Would you like to share? Or your feelings got hurt when the person said this. So, some examples, yes? So let's look. Before we go to that, so think of a time when a friend, someone close that you trust, maybe it's a sibling, a close friend, another student in the center, who listens to you when you're expressing from your heart, you know, some sadness, some challenge, and validates and accepts you. How do you feel inside? Happy. How else do you feel? Relaxed. Understood. You see how the needs keep coming back in? And the feelings? They go hand in hand. The needs and the feelings. Okay, wonderful. And when there are disagreements, the feelings are the opposite. Yes? Not understood, not accepted, not respected. I don't feel safe. I'm not going to share again because I was put down. I was judged. I was blamed. Or they took away that service from me because I expressed I wasn't happy. Where does that happen? Yes. So, active listening. We've done. So now, under flames of anger. Very graphic picture, because anger is red hot. You know when you feel it? Even if you've got the mask on. I'm a peaceful yogi, and inside the volcano is starting to get hotter and hotter till it erupts. Be mindful if you're someone that has learned, and it's not about blaming, it's being more aware, where I've repressed, suppressed irritation, frustration. I'm a yogi, I'm always peaceful, I'm always happy. Mask. Yes, and inside, because at some point the volcano will erupt. Have you ever experienced for yourself where that eruption takes place, or where you've witnessed someone and you would think, oh, they're always so peaceful, I don't know what happened. Months later, years later, whoosh, the volcano. You've experienced that? If you haven't witnessed it, you will have seen it on a movie. Or you've experienced it in the family when you were a child. Or you've experienced it in the yogi family. Okay? So repressing, suppressing, depressing, it's like a pressure pot. There'll be a certain point, the trigger comes, and it's out. And I realize, oh, I didn't mean to be rude to that person. I'd been so peaceful and so respectful, but I got to a point where I just couldn't take any more. Okay? Sorry? No choice. Yeah. So I give excuses, I give reasons why I got angry. And how many people do we hear in the planet, on the world stage? Well, it's my nature. I had to get angry. There are many people who are part of the peace movement who are very angry when they go on demonstrations. And there are some that, as you know, will defame statues or paintings because they want the attention that what is happening is wrong. And their intention of flagging up that there's injustice or there's abuse of a certain race or group of people, that's of value. However, how do I go about expressing that? Right? So anger breeds anger. You want to take the mic? Switch it on, the little...
Om Shanti. Yeah, I have heard psychiatry justifying this heavy medication of, you know, this antipsychotics, neuroleptics, because she said that the person said to her that I have this anger eruptions, and the psychiatrist said that it's okay, everybody of us have anger, but if you are unable to control it or absorb it, observe it, you need this yes. medication. So some people get under this heavy, heavy medication with all the side effects just because of that anger and the thought that I am like this, I'm not able to do anything about it.
So it makes me helpless.
Yeah.
And I'm under the control of artificial medication. So at the same time, for anyone that has been prescribed medication by a doctor or psychiatrist, then it's your choice to take it. However, these tools help me to understand myself more. And sometimes the medication, as you say, dampens down the feelings and the unmet need that I need to look at so I can understand myself more and then transform it. However, if you are under medication, it's not you stop it right away. No. And this is where therapy, for anyone who has very deep heart wounds and have a lot of trauma, then definitely take therapy. However, tune in with Baba, who is the accurate therapist for you. And you will know, you the soul will know, this is someone that will really hold that sacred space for me. So it's okay at times to have therapy, and there are many Brahmins that do that at different points, especially when they realize they have trauma still. And Baba will support you with that. And then at times, medication can be reduced. However, do it with a professional. Don't just stop. It's okay, everyone understand? Right?
I have a situation I would like to ask.
Can you turn it up a little, the volume, please? Thank you. Please go ahead.
With one person that I tolerate a lot and I forgive a lot to the extent that I couldn't do anymore, so it just exploded. And the relationship went very far. I could not cooperate or look at that person anymore in my work. So what should I do inside to resolve my feelings and the situation?
Okay, so which tools that we've been using so far do you think would help you?
It's not that I can use the tools every time. Sometimes when I'm strong, I can control my mind. But when I'm weak, I couldn't do anymore.
Okay.
And the feeling just pushed me.
Mm-hmm. So the tool of the inner child.
Okay.
So the inner child is being pushed to get angry. Remember the fight, flight, freeze, fawn. So I need to be aware of which way I'm reacting to the situation, and if I can gently move away. If I have to go to the bathroom to take a break, maybe I'm in the office, go to the bathroom, give yourself a big hug, take a few breaths, say, okay, what's really going on here? Yes. So it's like Baba says, put a full stop. Sometimes though I can't put that full stop in that moment. So I need to take myself away from the situation. Sometimes it's jump up and down, shake. It's whatever you need to release. Then you ask yourself, as the nurturing parent, what's going on here? What was triggering me? And so when I've taken care of myself, then I can reflect and use the active listening another time. When I am calm with Baba, when I see the other person is maybe more calm, another day, and I can say to maybe it's the manager, could we maybe, I'd really appreciate if we could have a quiet time together, because I would like to share something with you. Is that okay? Can you give me some time? And they might say, well, I'm very busy right now because they're very stressed. Okay, how about tomorrow? in the tea break, could we maybe find a private room? And then you prepare yourself to say, not you did this to me, because their barriers will go up and the anger comes up. Say, I'd like you to hear that I felt embarrassed or upset when I heard you telling me off in the meeting or interrupting me in the meeting. So would you be willing to give me the space so I can express myself and then others can? It's okay? I'm giving you a lot of tools that actually take a lot of practice, but I'm giving an example. Okay? Okay, great. Great questions. So, anger. Okay, so we already know that under anger is unmet needs. You've got the vocabulary there in your handout, and you will see there are many different needs. There are physical needs, mental needs, emotional needs, spiritual needs. So when you are feeling confused, when your body barometer says something is out of balance, I'm being triggered, so take a photo afterwards, put on your phone, so you've got it easy access, because I can get triggered any time in the day. And I can see these five main needs I gave you are the most common. However, there are others that maybe will be the one that will help me. Okay? Then the other side of the page has some of the vocabulary for negative feelings triggered when I have unmet need, and positive feelings when I have my need is met. Okay? And if you want to know more, please make a note and go on the webpage, nonviolent communication. It's the language of the heart. It's very powerful. I'm giving you a flavor of it. It's a very powerful process. Okay. Yes, there are other languages. So when you go on to nonviolent communication, see if your language is there for the needs and the feelings. And there are lots of resources, and they're all free. .org. And then put in resources, handouts, and you'll get them. Okay, so at the bottom, under the anger, is the diamond, is the soul. Remember, we are whole and complete. It's that I forget when I'm trapped in the negativity of Maya, the fear. So we're going to keep going down. So, okay, so anger is just a reminder, is a secondary emotion. What we're looking at under it is the hurt, the shame. So expressing emotions, so the opposite of what you were told. When expressing my emotions in a safe space is when I have a listening partner. So I can express when someone listens to me that I can share, I felt so angry, I felt so embarrassed, I felt so shame, and the other is holding that space for me. So after a while, the anger goes. I feel a bit relaxed. Then I can begin to look at what was my unmet need, what was triggered, what do I need to give to myself, and then how am I going to prepare myself to have that conversation with the other when they are more relaxed, when I'm more relaxed, in a place of privacy. This is why I keep saying have listening exercises. So affirming empathy. So I can understand you were really upset when someone kept interrupting you. By being understood helps me. So in the active listening, avoid blockers and stoppers. So be aware of if you were trained in counseling or coaching or as a teacher, you are so trained, or a manager, you're trained to give the solutions. And this is the opposite. So I know what you should do. I'm the expert. Remember the rescuer? I get back into that trap. No. Trust. Solution is within the person who is going through the experience. Give them the time, give them the space. They will find their answer. Think of any time someone has listened to you with their heart. After a while you feel, oh, I feel so much better. I'm glad I got that off my chest. And then I go away and think, oh, well, maybe I could do it differently. Or maybe I could now speak to the person and let's have a dialogue, build a bridge, little golden steps rather than the wall go up higher into the gossip, the judgment. So dismissing. So I'm listening as the teacher or the center coordinator or the parent. I'm saying, oh, you're being silly. That's not important. Get over it. Get a life. That's not helping. No. Distracting. So don't think about it. Have you ever been told, oh, don't think about your worries, your stress? Let it go. Give it to Baba. And Baba is sweetly sending you the love and the space and silence to go in.
Yeah, one way of distracting is also that, you know, someone is sharing something, and if another person cannot take it, you know, just like saying, okay, let's go and do this. So changing, and it also feels like that you are not seen, you are not heard. It's like really distracting from the not so easy conversation. So what to do in those situations that another person could really also feel comfortable? Of course, only speaking about own feelings and not judging another one, but is there something else you can do?
Are you thinking of in this moment a group setting, a team, or one-to-one?
One-to-one.
One-to-one, uh-huh. So I will recognize that that person is uncomfortable with what I'm sharing, because maybe I am practicing authentic communication. I'm speaking my truth. Remember, with respect, not my truth, you are wrong. No, that will bring the wall up. So I'm seeking to say, I'd really like to be able to express how I feel right now. And maybe there's another way we could look at this situation. What do you think? So give space for the other. It's like giving all the garbage at one time. If I've kept everything inside and then I've got 10 points and I'm going down 1, 2, you can imagine the person is going like, I'm out of here. They'll probably walk out the room. Or how dare you, you know, because the defense mechanism. So choose the one that maybe I start with. I don't have to do all 10. What I'm building is trust, rapport, empathy, understanding, listening. So start with something small and then say, well, how do you feel about that? What's your thoughts on that? And you listen. Again, listen with your big heart. Don't be tense. So that's the inner work. You're listening for their unmet need and their feeling, because they might be justifying. Well, I hear what you're saying, but I had to do it this way. The senior told me I had to do it, or whatever. So then you listen again to their unmet need. So what I hear is that you felt a little frustrated that you were being told by a senior to give these instructions to our team. Well, yes. Already they're beginning to catch on that you are really listening. And then you can go and say, well, I can empathize with that because I too felt frustrated. So you're starting to find where the common ground is. Do you see how that works? Step by step. These are mediation tools as well. Those are some examples. So you're looking at two people on the top of two different mountains. Both have a different view of the situation in the valley. And they are the most apart, most distant. You need to come down the mountain, come down to the common ground, sit with each other, build the trust, the respect, and express, and then listen, and then share. Listen and share. Empathize. So this is where the practice first is. A lot of practice. I've been practicing this for years of checking what's my unmet need, what's my feeling. When I've acknowledged that and I've given myself what I need, the hug, the validation, then I think, okay, if I was in their shoes, what was going on for them? That's why I keep emphasizing, have a listening partner. You'll gain so much from that. Okay? Empathy and sympathy. What's your sense of the difference? Okay. So that's one version. For me, sympathy is when I'm listening to the other person and I'm starting crying too. Because I've become the rescuer. And and I'm so upset about their story, I'm starting to cry too. So of no use to the other person. Think of a time when you lost a loved one. You don't need people around you crying and telling you that, well, you know, when my father left the body, it was this. Huh? I need someone who can hold that sacred space for me. Empathy is holding the heart open, is being present for the other, that the other can release what needs to be released. I don't even need to have had that same experience. I may have, but don't get caught back into my story of, you think that's bad? You should hear my story. That's sympathy. Okay, where are we now? So moralizing. Okay, moralizing. Well, I'm the expert, so one day you will learn. You'll learn. No. Patronizing. Putting the person down. You're not equal to me, so, you know. Okay, so now we're going to... So let me slide 26. Hold on, let me see if there's anything else I'd like to show before we go into a listening exercise. Okay, so keep that model in your framework. I hope you've all taken a photo of it because it's really something to check. We're going to have, I'll give one example. Sorry? Oh, and our brother has gone, hasn't he? Okay, hold on a sec. Has it come up? Okay. So I'll give one example of diffusing anger. Yeah, remember it's that hot flame, the fire. And I'm a mediator, and so I used to support conflict in neighborhood disputes, yes? And give a simple example of anger, yes? And I think I was getting ready to close the center that evening, and two young men came up and they were looking quite angry, quite aggressive. And I stayed in my calm and my stillness. So again, it's, you know, when you keep that canopy of protection with Baba. It's before I took Gyan. We're all amazing souls, so we already have those qualities within. And the person was very angry and said, I've got this neighborhood dispute and it's about racism and I need you to deal with it right now. And so I'm listening and then very calmly explaining, acknowledging that he's upset, he's angry, and that it must be quite distressing because the story he's told of the neighbor and the racism. And I said, however, we are closing now. I will be more than happy if you could come 9 o'clock tomorrow morning and I will make time to listen and then I will suggest what we can do to support you and to invite the other neighbor and we could have a mediation. And because of the, what would you say was happening within me? If you were that angry person, what would you be experiencing from me in that moment? Put off. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you'd feel put off. What would you experience from the, anything else? So being calm, the tone of voice, the body language. I wasn't scared because they were quite aggressive. And so having that tone of voice, having the body language that is still open, yet being alert and aware. You have to protect yourself. And what did I offer the person? Did I tell them, well, there's no way, because it actually was going to be the weekend, but I was going to make attention to come on Saturday, even though I usually would have 2 days off. So, what else did I do? There was something I said. Empathy. So I acknowledged how they were feeling. I acknowledged that it was serious. And I also said, we'll make time tomorrow morning. And the possibility of being able to speak to the neighbor. So that's quite a few things that person could go away with. So think again when that's anything like that's happening, the demand is coming. A demand is very different from a request. What I've been encouraging you is to think of requests when you say, can we find somewhere quiet to speak? I'd like to express how I feel. That's a request. A demand is, I need you right now to do what I want you to do. Conflict. Okay, good. So, let's have a stretch break. You've come back at a perfect moment. So, could you put on some lively music? Who would like to do a 5-minute movement? I hope you all brought your bottles of water, yes? Because we don't have refreshment now. Did you all bring water? Yes? So we're going to have a 5-minute stretch break. Who would like to volunteer to do the movement? Find us a nice uplifting. magic happens. When I swim in the pool, people have spiritual conversations and we swim together because they know it's the positive one. So more at Global Cooperation House are going and playing badminton. Whereas in the past, you're not supposed to exercise. Exactly. Yes, yes. So find something that brings you joy. Because when you're doing it with Baba and your inner child, magic. Okay? So see where I'm blocked with, I'm not supposed to do anything with the body, it's body consciousness, and shift that awareness to soul consciousness, and then watch how you bring a different vibration energy into wherever you're going. And it's fun. And that's what easy yogi life is about, isn't it? We need ways to release stuck energy. Okay, well done. So, now we're going to have a listening exercise. And this time, we're going to take it to another level. So you've got more tools to practice when you have your listening partner. I think they're just coming. Sister, can you move your chair just a little to your left so they can come in? Thank you so much. Have we got everybody back now? One more? Okay, I can repeat. So the next listening exercise, all you need is the handout on the needs and feelings. The rest let go of. You won't need in your hand. 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. So when if the other person comes, then I'd ask you, Ella, to step back from this exercise. I need it in pairs. And see how much more time. Well, maybe we do it in triad, because we've got the time. Okay. So we'll do it in threes. You can do it with him. Yeah, I'm thinking of threes though. I'm thinking of threes. Or maybe twos. Yeah, you'll be willing to? Yes, you will. So you need to give him a handout, the needs and feelings handout. So in a moment, we're going to find another partner, someone different, but of course if it's your language, be with your language. You've got four of you, yes? Good. So, in a moment, so look around the circle and your eyes will engage with somebody that you haven't spoken to yet that is going to be your listening partner, yes? We're going to do the listening exercise. And all you need is your needs and feelings handout. You've got your handout? Yeah? So just have your handout. And otherwise, everything else you leave behind. Okay? There are lots of chairs behind. I would like you to identify the person and then go and sit. You've got a big room, so don't all sit together. And have your chair facing the other and go into silence first. So now find your partner, sit opposite, make sure you're not sitting next to too many people, and go into silence. Just two. Partner, different partner. Make sure it's a different partner. Put your chair opposite. Culture of belonging, yes? So, when you share, what does belonging mean to you? So, we talked about exclusion and inclusion. You know the difference, yes? And so, what does it mean belonging to you? What does it mean to belong to yourself? Do you really accept yourself? Do you accept both your strengths and your weaknesses? Do you really become that nurturing parent? Do you really feel you belong to Baba? Or is there more for you to explore? Remember, you're not judging, you're not criticizing. You're looking at where there might be gaps. And then, do you feel you belong in the family? Are there some things that we've explored today that you can bring into your awareness to create more a sense of belonging in your center, in your Lockett family, wherever, whatever is accurate for you in the moment? So when I say what is alive for you, go with that. So it's all around inclusion, belonging. And be aware of where there's a gap, and that's maybe what you speak about. I realize at times that I've excluded myself from trying something new. So turn it on its head. So maybe there is, like Masana said, maybe go swimming or go for dance. And I've always felt, I can't do that, I'm a Brahmin. Well, maybe now I'm going to talk about that. What comes up for me when I say, well, maybe I can. Oh, how could I do that? What would that be like? So it's about belonging with self, and then how can I create more belonging in the family? My Lockett, a Lockett family. Whatever, I'm giving you ideas. It's okay? You go with what's accurate. Now, listener listens with an open heart, open mind, free from any judgment, positive attention. Connect with Baba, bring in that sacred space. Put the papers down for the moment. You won't need them right now, just put them down by the side. I'll give you another, there'll be another step, but we go step by step. So, speaker, you're going to speak on something on belonging, okay? Or when I feel excluded, how I'm going to transform that. Or where I'm going to push the boundaries and bring some newness into my life that will bring me a sense of connection with others. Okay, so first one to put your hand up in each pair. Just put your hand up, no negotiation. Well done, congratulations, you're the first listener, yeah? Holding that sacred space. Okay? So speakers, you're going to speak. And if you run out of things to say, enjoy the silence that your listener is creating, and something maybe else will come up. Okay? So please go ahead. So if you would like to finish the last sentence. And now there's a next step. So I'd like each of you to take out your listening, the needs and feelings handout. Listeners, your task is, you were listening. It's not to repeat the story. When you were listening, was it a met or unmet need that the speaker was referring to? And then see if you can identify which need was underlined. Remember, we're always looking for the seed, the essence. So also the speaker, look and see what was the main need. It might have been my need was met when I spoke about whatever, or that the need, this, what I was speaking about was an unmet need. So first identify what the need, if it was met or unneed. See if you can find which need. It's okay if you don't find it. And then what were the feelings, listener, what were the feelings you heard from the other? Were they happy? Were they sad? Were they frustrated? Were they irritated? Then that would have been an unmet need. If they were happy and relaxed and content on what they were telling you, it's probably a met need. So listener and speaker, do that inner work first alone. This takes a lot of practice. I'm just giving you the tools so you can then experiment. And then when the listener has identified the possible met or unmet need and the feeling, please do not repeat the story. You will say something like, "It sounds like your met need was you felt heard and were included in the group and you felt relaxed." Or, "It sounds like you experienced being excluded and this caused you some sorrow." Okay? So now, listener, give that feedback to the speaker and say it like, "It sounds like." Then the speaker will say either yes or it's something else. If you don't understand, put your hand up and I will come to you. One more minute to do that. Please don't get into a conversation. Okay? So, speaker, you can make a note of what the listener heard, because it might resonate with what you had said, or it might give you a bigger understanding. Okay? So, well done. This is early stage. This takes a lot of practice. However, I felt you were ready to get another tool. So now we can go into silence. Listeners, give thanks for what you've heard. Let it go. Speakers, give thanks for what you shared from your heart and let it go. 1 minute of collective silence with Baba. Om Shanti. So let go of the papers and pens again. Put them down. Listener will be the speaker. Speaker will be the listener. Listeners, hold. You're all doing wonderful listening. Listen with an open heart, with positive attention, holding that sacred space with Baba. Speakers, what is it that comes up for you about inclusion, exclusion, belonging? Is it something new that you're going to experiment with, both for yourself, for the family, so whatever's alive in you in this moment? So, speakers, please go ahead. So if you can finish the last word of your last sentence and the next step. So listeners, what you've been listening to, you're not repeating the story. You were listening under the story. Look at your handout. Did you pick up what the met or unmet need of the essence of what the person shared and their feelings? Speaker, identify out of what you shared, what was your, was the need or the unmet need? Which one was it? Look on the list. And then how were the feelings? If they were met needs, the feelings will be happiness, love. If it was unmet, it would be one of the negative feelings. So look at that for a moment and then listener say something like, it sounded like your need was met, this was the need, and the feeling was this. Or it sounded like there was an unmet need of maybe rejection, and you felt sad. Okay? So please do that now for a few minutes. So you might find this speaker that there was something new that you discovered from the feedback. So finish the last word and then we will go into some silence. So listeners, give thanks for what you've heard. Let it go. Speakers, give thanks for what you've shared from the heart, deep within, and let it go. Let's have a collective minute of silence with Baba. So make a note of whatever that feedback was helpful, and let's come back into a closed circle. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Everyone's in the circle. Bring the circle small. No empty chairs. Yeah? No? Come. It's okay. We'll do the tolly after. It's okay. Just bring the chair, Ella, closer. I'm going to come closer. So I'm part of the circle. So, how was that? Please use the mic. What did you discover about yourself? What did you discover about your listening? Different people, it'd be nice. Let's go round the circle in here. Keep it essenceful. So, who would like to start? Something new that you discovered about yourself, or what it was like to be listened? Did you feel you were really heard? What was it like?
Om Shanti. Yes, because the
volume up, please.
It felt really truthful communication, like therapeutic, maybe.
Natural therapy.
Yeah. And then the tristi at the end also, with each other. We had tristi during the silence, so there was this Baba in between, and seeing each other as a soul behind the roles.
Beautiful, beautiful. Mm. Thank you. So you can see why I say I did it every week for a year, and then it went to a monthly. Deep healing for both. Really encourage it, yes.
I felt safe and I have confidence to say what I feel and what my secret to the listener. Yeah, and I found some solution for myself to resolve my problem.
Ah. Yeah. So you found the solution for yourself.
Yes.
In the wisdom. Beautiful. Well done. Inclusion. Yes. Inclusion. Yes. Come, come into the circle now. You are part of the group. You played a very special role and you are part of us. Bring your chair over a little bit more. Bring your chair a bit more.
Om Shanti. After joining this group, I just feel belong to this and sense of belongingness, because the whole discussion I did with Sister Ella about belongingness, like how important it is, and I came to know the true meaning of belongingness after I came in Gyan 8 years back. So I really do mean the true love means and belonging what it is. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful.
Yes, Om Shanti. Yes, while we were listening and discussing, I think both of us kept in back of the mind that we are Baba's children and we are there for a reason and we are playing our part to the best of our knowledge. And if the situation do arise, how to get around to it if we hadn't so far. And it's like knowing that I don't know each, we don't know each that well, so it was comforting to listen and to say things, healing sort of in a way. So helpful.
Beautiful. Thank you.
I feel that what I liked in myself was fulfilled. And after being listened and sharing, I have a deeper view about myself.
Beautiful, thank you. That's what it's all about, really getting to know myself deeper and deeper. Beautiful.
I feel like I can breathe. I feel like I can breathe. Uh-huh. And there's some kind of burden what's being pulled out of my body, like some kind of unburdened feeling. And I feel that I am not alone.
Oh,
I'm not alone.
Wow. That's a beautiful feeling, isn't it? I'm not alone. Wonderful. Thank you.
So one question is in my mind. What can I do to create in a BK family in Warsaw the feeling of belongingness, to accept everyone? So. To make everyone happy in a BK family in Warsaw.
And your answer?
Many answers. It's not easy. First of all, acceptance of to see virtues of every member of our family. Oh, it helps a lot, I think.
Beautiful. And the more that you practice the different tools that I've shared, with yourself first, then with someone you trust, then it will become easier to bring that awareness, and you will know when to speak, when to hold the space. It's a practice. Well done. Thank you.
Om Shanti. So yes, it was a very beautiful and powerful experience, and it was wonderful to be seen and to be heard. And I found that it helps to speak out what is in my heart, so it becomes more clear, and then I can find solutions in an easier way. And I also was given a feedback, and then I agreed that, yeah, I'm able to speak quite calmly about deep issues. So I thought, this is good. And maybe when I am with those issues myself, it's not so calm. But when I speak about it, actually it's in a calm way. It's like a detached observer. So I thought it's a very useful exercise. And then when I was listening, I really felt honored to be able to play this part, to have this role. And yeah, I tried to remember always Baba in between. So Baba would be there. So whatever vibrations, feelings were coming, that would be filtered via Baba's love. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Om Shanti. For me, this whole experience was meaningful and also wholesome. There was a wholeness about it in the sense that just knowing and sharing with my partner that there is such a big family, and I was so grateful to Baba to show us how large the family is initially at Madhuban, but also later in Shantivan as well, because this is my first experience here. And I just feel this very, very warm, loving feeling, and this whole, you know, this wholeness of why I'm here as well. And when I was listening to my partner as well, it was, I got the same sense as well, that this was, there was an appreciation, and it was like, you know, Madhuban is there to sort of like just take you in its arms and just give you whatever meaning that you are looking for. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yes, I feel it's very soft and gentle to be able to share in this way, to be sharing and to be listening, both. And it's like the dots join together when I'm speaking. You know, many, many things that suddenly become one story. And yes, like you also shared, it's like you become kind of like you can, in a detached way, speak about it. And listening also, I recognized so many things that were really very, very similar. So that was very beautiful and healing for me also to listen to someone who has really quite lots of similarities in the story. So just listening and, you know, feeling that I understand. And it was difficult for me to put it into many words. I could find only very few words to feedback.
Beautiful, thank you.
I caught myself sympathizing because it was so sweet, and what she was sharing, I was almost saying like, I have that too. So I think, oh, that's sympathizing. I recognized it from the class, so thank you.
And so how did you look after yourself when you realized you were going into your story? How did you bring yourself back into being, holding that sacred space for the other?
Go to Baba and go back to silence, and just by recognizing, oh, this is sympathy, just take a distance and go with Baba. And
well done.
Similar to my story, but it's her story, not my.
Beautiful.
So don't mix too much.
Wonderful, yeah. Thank you.
Staying in remembrance of Baba, being detached observer brought empathy while listening. So I was also grateful that I'm in a place where somebody can trust me and share their deepest secret. So grateful for this experience and the experiment, as well as I learned the new way as to how to take out the energy that's behind it, like what you said, see whether the needs were met or not, unmet needs, and speak only about them. I think this is very, you know, empowering for us to also be a good listener and active listening. Yes. And coming to speaking,
can you hold the mic up closer to
me? Yeah, sorry. Coming to speaking, also I felt as if I'm a detached observer, and I was like telling my story as if I'm a third person. So that helped me to realize I'm out of it. Like, I don't have any attachment to what I was talking about this, but at the same time feel so good about how beautiful and loveful I feel about belonging to Baba now, and belonging to myself, and belonging to this whole beautiful family.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think for myself, I felt very safe and secure to share quite openly from the heart. And during the process, I didn't feel that I was being judged or looked down upon or anything like that. And while listening, I caught myself that I want to find a solution for the person, which I know is not something that I need to do. So, I felt the speaker spoke quite openly and from his heart as well. So, but I think all in all, it's really a very healing process.
Om Shanti. For me, you know, that's something really bothering me. You know, Baba, in the whole season, you know, so Baba says good wishes and pure feelings, no matter who they are. But I asking Baba is really difficult for me. You know, it's not something so easy, you know, if, so to say that, like, somebody outside, I can just maintain a good wishes and pure feelings. And they are seniors and they are co-service team. You know, that sometimes it can be my own service center, you know, same center instruments. You know, then when I see them every day, you know, Baba, it's very difficult for me to, you know, send the good wishes and pure feelings. You know, that's what I try to express. But these sections, I think, is try to highlight where I made mistake. Even though every time I see their mistake, you know, where I can bring some improvement. You know, that's triggered me. And that's why that I shared something about that. Maybe I need more guidance, more help, more personal. Personal, maybe, and can I share, maybe, you know. In general, maybe the different aspect. You know, maybe can deal connecting with you. And more personal guidance is situation-based, you know. So that's what, yeah.
Thank you.
What can happen?
Thank you.
And I had this kind of realization that when I am sharing from my heart and then also listening from my heart, that's what creating the feeling of belonging. So it was really lovely experience and quite easy in a way that, you know, especially when it's guided in this way. So, and I was thinking that this kind of practice can be taken to the center and creating in this way the feeling of belongingness.
Mm. Absolutely. Wonderful. Thank you.
So we have come to near the closing. And it's been my great privilege and honor to be with each and every one of you, and I'm including those that were here in the morning as well, that had other responsibilities or showed up somewhere else. I'm thinking of offering for, I'm going to check with Celia whether or not those that missed out on this afternoon, that I'm willing to offer it in the morning, but I'm waiting to hear back from Celia. And if any of you want to come back for another practice, because every scene is different. So even though I will be going through the process, your experience will be different. So if listen out for the announcement if it happens tomorrow morning or when it can be fitted in, yes? And we'll see. So right now, and if anyone would like to be on the list of when I next offer it online, Zoom,
because it's a 10 sessions. So you can put your name, either take my email address, which is on the board, and send me the WhatsApp, but send your email address as well, and I'll make a list for as and when I offer it, and then it will be for the BK family in the world. So now we're going to have some beautiful music, and Ella and I are going to give blessing and a toli, and what else? And I want to thank Ella for all of your behind the scenes of getting everything ready.
Light on the horizon, a starboard bow. Feel the spirit rising, hear the mighty shout. Oh, watch the whole creation turning inside out. He's making his will made known. The time for peace is now. Leaders at the table talking about an end to war. We need more than chess moves. We gotta open up the door and let a little sunlight shine on each and every face. In the sunlight of the morning, let them bless the human race, singing, we are one family. We are too close not to let it be. We are sisters and brothers, a code of many colors, you and me. Feel the expectation, all the world around. Everybody's waiting to hear the joyful sound. We are sisters and brothers, a coat of many colors. We are one family. We are too close not to let it be. We are sisters and brothers, a coat of many colors, you and me. Shout it from the mountaintop, sail it on the breeze.